With Inside the Arts, I'm Sophia Salaby. For the past year and a half, the Michigan State University Museum has been closed while extensive renovations took place. Next week, the museum reopens to the public with a new exhibition all about dis and misinformation in the age of artificial intelligence. I spoke to MSU Museum Director Devin Ackman at the space as final preparations were being made, and I started by asking him how it felt to be back after such a long time away.
It's incredibly exciting to be back at the MSU Museum after approximately 18 months. In some ways, it feels like we've been gone for a very long time and some for a short time. While we were shut down, we were obviously running our programs and exhibitions in a pop-up space, but to be back in the museum on campus serving the campus community is just a really thrilling moment for us.
What do you think the biggest changes are that people might notice when they come into the museum? Things that have changed or look different or are different?
Well, first and foremost, the temperature, of course. This renovation was largely executed first and foremost to improve the stuff that's not really glamorous to the visitor, but are essential to being a good steward as a collecting facility. So climate, temperature, new windows, all of those things. Having said that, we have begun major renovations to some of our galleries, and that will be an ongoing process over the coming years. I like to think of this as a kind of an onion where layer after layer will be being peeled back. So I think for our visitors, they'll see a lot of new things, but it will be a work in progress.
Are there any new MSU artifacts or pieces from historical collections that are being brought out as kind of this opportunity with the reopening?
Not so much. We do have a project. We were supported through a grant by Bloomberg Philanthropies to work on a pipeline of digital surrogates. And through that project, I know our team is looking at digitizing materials that were from Saints Rest in the campus archaeology program. So that will be really great if and when that project is done. Alumni, the general public will have the opportunity to interact virtually with some of the earliest artifacts from this campus. So that'll be exciting.
Tell us about this opening exhibition and why it was the right pieces of work to start this whole reopening off.
We actually have a number of exhibitions when we reopen here in January, but the one that is occupying our main temporary gallery is called Blurred Realities. And that's very much looking at the state of information in our society. What is true, what is a fabrication, and what is all that gray area in between? And we know that's a really pressing issue for us right now as a society, as algorithms and AI and deepfakes take on a larger imprint on our society. So we put out an open call. We had over 250 submissions to that. We've edited that down to 8 exhibitions that are really touching on a variety of important subjects. And what we're most excited about is creating space for people to explore this issue that's impacting society and to have dialogue. So Blurred Realities is really exciting, but this year also marks our 25th anniversary as a Smithsonian affiliate and being the first affiliate of the Smithsonian in the state of Michigan. We have a show in our lower level gallery, which is a new and renovated space thanks to the Forest Acres Trust. That's called X-Ray Vision, Fish Inside and Out, and that comes from the largest collection of fishes in North America at the Smithsonian, so that'll be very exciting as well.
I wanted to get this opportunity as somebody who goes to museums. Sometimes I'm not sure what to do. You know, do I read all the little placards? Do I just kind of examine what's on display? So I wanted to take this opportunity to have you share maybe some tips for people who are visiting this museum or other museums about how to kind of get the most out of the experience.
You just touched on the key word, experience. I think it's important that people have a variety of ways to interact with exhibitions and the collections on display. So, of course, there are labels. And we know that some people love to read every label, and we love those folks, but we realize there's a lot of information on display. We also have our collaborators, for example, in our Blurred Realities Gallery, and they're very good at facilitating dialogue. So for people who are more interested perhaps in conversing and exploring things, these aren't docents. They're more here to engage in conversation and not just tell you what you're looking at. But we also have something called the Bloomberg Connects app, which is from, again, Bloomberg Philanthropies. And people can scan things within the exhibition space and get a QR code and delve deeper into this app and get sometimes videos, sometimes supplemental information. So there's really a variety of ways to meet our visitors kind of with their preference.
That was Michigan State University Museum Director Devin Ackman. The museum reopens January 14th with an opening reception in the afternoon. The museum is a financial supporter of WKAR. With Inside the Arts, I'm Sophia Salaby.